This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the farm.
Seven after the hour. This is the weekly American Family Farmer Hour, a radio program and a podcast. Thousands of people are listening on the podcast. You can find it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. All of the past episodes are archived there, and you can listen to the program every week in its entirety on the radio, a couple of hundred radio stations. This has been something that was a project I put together because of my passion as a broadcaster and also as a dairy farmer, of getting information out for the American family farmer, the small farmer, trying to figure out how to survive in this era of the huge agribusinesses that are buying up land and buying up farms and putting the small farmer out of business. I'm not a fan of that by any stretch of the imagination. This program came into being as we try to figure out who the family farmer was or is, and the problems, understanding why there is a problem here. My background brought me around to it because I had a problem on my dairy farm. I had a lot of problems. Land too expensive. You can't farm basically where I am anymore. There's too much pressure to develop it. There also are lots of regulators and regulations in an area where there aren't a lot of experienced people who are working for the government, who are supposedly overseeing what we're doing. So it created a special story, and so I'm trying to bring that story to all those who work on the farm, but also to the locavores. This is about what we all eat. This is about what we grow. This is about why we need to keep our American family farmers strong and how to do it. I get kind of a kick out of, and it wasn't a positive kick. I kind of blow hot and cold on Sonny Perdue, who's the Secretary of Agriculture. There has been a lot of discussion, and many of you probably have participated in some of the ancillary discussion, the tax cuts, the Jobs Act that was passed in December of last year, supposed to spur economic growth across all of our country. And there are usually, when these things are passed, especially as quickly as this one was, there's unintended consequence to, in this circumstance, Section 199A, which was designed to preserve the benefits for cooperatives and their patrons. But it has basically made a mess of it because of things that they didn't take into account. From the agricultural, there are a lot of people just angry from the agricultural community, raising questions about the market effects on cooperatives and grain-related businesses as well. This was the bill that was passed by Congress was supposed to equalize federal tax treatment of cooperatives and non-cooperatives. Sonny Perdue says it's overwhelmingly supported through the agriculture community. I don't know who the hell he's talking to. I don't know anybody who's a member of a co-op who thinks that this thing is going to be good in the long run. The agriculture community has expressed concerns since last year. A lot of statements, a lot of speeches. The NFU, National Farmers Union, says that this is a disaster for farmers who are in co-ops. So let's see who gets listened to and how this all gets corrected. You'll be happy to know that today is Cow Appreciation Day. There are a lot of dairy education programs, judging of herds and herdsmen and what they do, quality of butter and ice cream that's being made. I thought they always had these in June for some reason or another. Maybe we'll have it again in June, but it's kind of nice to know that cows are being appreciated on days other than in the month of June, which is National Dairy Day. I also thought you'd be interested to know, before we get into our focus today, with a fellow named Dave Chapman, who runs the Real Organic Project, because I really want to talk about what is real organic, because as you probably have heard me say before, the government has made a mess of the term organic and how it's used and what it, how it's supposed to be used and how it is being used are two different things in my experience. Before that, though, a focus on the healthier side of agriculture. You know, this bill that's been put forth, not a bill, but it will become a bill. The president wanting to add tariffs to things, and the Chinese putting tariffs on our agricultural products, meat, pork, and grain, a lot of soy, that sort of thing. And so people say, oh, that's going to devastate the American farm economy. Nah, it's not. We'll just sell them someplace else. All of this stuff is all done. These are the speculators on Wall Street that follow the commodity markets. They are the ones who kind of determine the price. And if it isn't going to go to China, it's going to go someplace else, because there's only so much land and so much food being grown in the world. And we happen to have, at this point, really good breadbasket economy because there's a demand for this stuff. And as a result of that, interesting to see some of the auction prices paid for high-quality productive farmland. I saw a recent farmland sales study from February where a lot of farmland auctions were out in the Midwest, Mid-South, farmland prices topping $10,000 an acre. I wish I could say that. The land in my neighborhood is $300,000 an acre. You can hardly perform on that, and that's my, you know, that's my problem here, trying to figure out how to do that. At any rate, I'm looking at some pictures of some, you know, this time of year especially is exciting for all of us because the green starts coming back into the grasses, into the fields, into the pastures, and soon we'll see long, long rows of corn or beans or whatever. It's just kind of a neat thing to see it rolling across our country. It's one of the unique things, I think, about Americana. So we celebrate that, and we hope and pray that we can keep our farms going, and I am trying to do that with this sort of new tradition on the American Family Farmer Program. In a moment, we're going to meet Dave Chapman, who's an organic farmer from Vermont, founding member of the Vermont Organic Farmers Association. We'll find out what happens on his farm, Long Wind Farm, and whether or not we can keep the quality in the term organic. Up next here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. A national survey of more than 1,000 U.S. drivers reveals a surprising disparity between attitudes and behavior when it comes to distracted driving. The survey was commissioned by Esurance to better understand why people get distracted when they're behind the wheel. One worrying finding is that more than 90% of those surveyed believe that texting while driving is not a good idea, but more than half of daily commuters continue to do it anyway. Stephanie Braun is the director of the Connected Car at Esurance.
Despite the fact that fatalities related to distracted driving are on the rise, the survey tells us that drivers are willing to take the risk and continue to give in to the lure of using technology while driving. We're seeing more automakers try to address the issue of distracted driving through semi-autonomous features, but nearly a third of drivers with in-car safety tech believe warning sounds and alerts can be distracting as well.
For more information, visit www.esurance.com. That's www.esurance.com.
All right, 16 after the hour, American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dave Chapman, who's the co-founder of the Real Organic Project. He's got lots of bona fides because he is not only a founder of the Vermont Organic Farmers Group, and you and I have both belonged to NOFA. You're in the branch in Vermont, NOFA, National Organic Farmers Association. I had them certify my dairy farm here in Massachusetts, Dave. They were thorough. And I wonder, you're up in Thetford, Vermont. I know some of you had a farm up there. That's a not only a beautiful place, but a lot of educational help from the two schools that are there, right?
That's right.
When it comes to farming and the stuff that goes on at the University of Vermont on one side, and what's on the other side? I've forgotten what's on the other side of the river.
Well, we got Dartmouth right down the river from us. Yeah,
yeah, right. That's it. Yeah, yeah. So you're a lifelong farmer. You're from a farming family. Did you grow up on a farm, or did you come to it on your own? What's your story, your background?
Yeah, I actually did grow up on a dairy farm in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And it was a shock to everybody when I became a farmer because it didn't look like I was going to do that growing up. But I came up to Vermont and started to work for a vegetable farmer, Jake Guest, and I loved it. And one thing led to another, and here I am many years later.
So Vermont, for me, I don't like the cold weather. It's bad enough in Massachusetts, worse in Vermont, better in Pennsylvania. Why did you just stay in Pennsylvania and farm?
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't come to Vermont to farm. I came to Vermont because I was young, and a lot of young people were coming to Vermont. It was a pretty exciting place to be.
Yeah,
and it still is exciting. It's a kind of an amazing culture here, and you know, Pennsylvania, where I grew up, was an amazing farm community. Most of our neighbors actually were Amish, and now the original farm I grew up on is owned by an Amish family, and all the those farms are now owned by Amish families. So they've really continued to keep farming very alive there.
All right, so I'm going to – this may be a little too inside. When I was in college, I dated a girl named Sally Ann Huber, whose father – ran the stockyard, and whose uncles ran the tractor dealerships that are still very prominent. Did you ever come across any of them as you were growing up?
Well, I did know Hoover.
It
might have been her. It's been a long time, though.
Well, you and I are probably about the same age, maybe. That's what makes the story better. Why?
That's right.
Yeah. Why organic farming? What is there about the attraction? People are still trying to figure out what organic farming is all about. How's the difference in whether it's local, it's natural, it's organic? Do you agree with me that the government has sort of screwed up these definitions to a point?
Yeah, the government is part of it, but it's not something they do alone. I think that, I got into organic farming because I was a young hippie, and it was just a natural thing. It's what my community was involved with. But as I did get into it, and as I got older, I still really like that choice.
Yeah.
I have lots of friends who are not organic, but they're good farmers. And you know, let's set aside that myth that Vermont is an amazing place where there's greater cooperation or sharing between certified organic and people who might be called conventional or whatever you want to call it. They share a respect for the land and the soil and taking care of it. So I think that, you know, why organic is a big question, and it's an important one, but organic farming doesn't have an exclusive right to good farming.
Well, I think that's a great point. It is, yeah. I didn't ever get myself declared organic, although I followed all the organic principles. I was selling raw milk on my dairy for 7 years, and I just didn't want to go through the – it was a hassle here where I am. To get it done. So I just I followed the organic principles, and I just never declared that I was organic. But there are, and I think that's a good thing. You just said something. There are a lot of good, you don't have to, organic doesn't mean you're good. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're bad if you're a regular farmer. And I think that's the thing we need to distinguish here as we continuing on. Yes. In a few moments on the American Family Farmer.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After the hour now, we're focused on the American family farmer, farmer to farmer. I'm a farmer, you're a farmer. Well, the locavores who support us, our listeners, people that are interested in food news, information about the places where the food is coming from, they want to know about that. It's one of the things that we support here on this program, the American family farmer. Our conversation continues with Dave Chapman, who's the co-founder, along with Dave Miskell, of the Keep the Soil Inorganic movement, keepthesoilinorganic.org, active for the past 5 years to maintain what they say is the integrity of the National Organic Program. This has not been a good year for the program since November, when the National Organic Standards Board met down in Florida. They have not prohibited hydro. What is hydro, and how does this mess up things with the organic community?
Yeah, Doug. Well, you know, so a relatively new invasion into the organic program is hydroponics. And right now, I would say that the majority, maybe the vast majority of certified organic tomatoes sold in supermarkets in America are grown hydroponically, most of them in Mexico. Peppers are coming up quickly, most of them grown in Canada and Holland. So we're getting a lot of imported stuff coming from a large hydroponic industry elsewhere. These are major operations. And, of course, berries, mostly coming from California, from Driscoll's.
Yeah.
It's not a majority yet, but it's coming up quickly. So this hydroponic production is where they're growing without soil on a massive scale. These are really factory farms, and it is pretty far from the meaning, the original meaning of organic, and it is very far from the European standards, which prohibit hydroponic. So you've got people in Holland growing hydroponically. They can't sell it as organic in Europe, but they ship it here, and it becomes organic on the boat coming over.
What's the difference between hydroponic and aquaponic?
Aquaponic is one subset of hydroponic. So aquaponic is all hydroponic provides nutrition to the plant through a liquid feed.
Mm-hmm.
And So it's very different from, it's sort of the ultimate chemical agriculture in the sense that if the organic ideal was feed the soil, not the plant, well, the hydroponic ideal is feed the plant and get rid of the soil. Mm-hmm. And aquaponic is a system where they do that using fish waste in order to feed the plant.
Right.
And these systems work very well in terms of production per acre. They don't necessarily work as well in terms of health per acre. That is a complicated debate, and it's possible that I'm wrong. But I do think that what we're seeing here, and we're seeing the same thing with the CAFO invasion of the organic program, is we're seeing a lack of transparency. Because I think a lot of the people who go out and spend the extra money for an organic apple or
fruits,
tomato or
vegetables,
milk, whatever, eggs,
yeah.
They're expecting that was grown in conjunction with a soil system, and they're being misled a lot right now.
Well, that's why I said what I did about the government going along with this, the big ag conglomerate. Driscoll's, for, I don't know where they came from, but like it was overnight. Every place you go, where no matter where you buy your food, in any part of this country, it's Driscoll berries, Driscoll raspberries, Driscoll strawberries, Driscoll blackberries. They have a huge corner on the market.
Yes, yes. They're a big multinational. They're the biggest berry company in the world. They're the biggest organic berry company in the world, but also conventional. So, this is a big deal.
Yeah. I don't know that I noticed the difference, frankly. We'll talk about that when we continue here. 28 after the hour on the American Family Farmer.
This is your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Yes, it was a grossly unethical experiment because you are playing with the psychology of an entire country without their consent or awareness.
From an NBC News interview, that's Christopher Wiley, the whistleblower at the heart of the Facebook Cambridge Analytica data scandal. What's this all about? Well, if you're a Facebook user or user of any social media platform, you should be very careful with how much private information you're sharing. Facebook is under intense scrutiny since the New York Times and the Guardian newspapers reported that former Trump campaign consultant Cambridge Analytica used Facebook data, including user likes, were inappropriately obtained from 50 million Facebook users. The bottom line, review your privacy settings and always be careful with what and with whom you share information online.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turned from green to that harvest.
Luke Bryant. This was before he became an American Idol judge on the American Family Farmer, with a focus on the farm community, the farmers themselves, what they're doing, farm-owned businesses, the locavores that eat the food that we grow or consume it. I have with me Dave Chapman. Nice to get to know him. He's co-founder of the Real Organic Project. You can check that out at realorganicproject.org. I'm concerned about organic. I was just looking. I'm going to guess, you being in Vermont and me being in Massachusetts, first of all, the Lancaster Family Farmer, do you still read the Lancaster Farm News, the newspaper that comes out from down there?
You see it occasionally, yeah.
Yeah. I have also, maybe you read Country Folks, which is another one of the same sort of things that covers New England and New York better. And do you read that?
Actually, I get very little time to read much of anything.
Really? Well, I try to take
time. I love it, but I've been so busy working with a large group of farmers to get this project going that I'm lucky to go home and see my family at night. So
really, so tell us about. All right, let's talk about the project itself and how you came to be as involved in it and what it's about. Let's get to the nitty gritty of the Real Organic Project, because the USDA certification, as I have maintained, and I think you do too, it loses the meaning of organic. And so what do we do to bring it back again or to get people educated? That's what this is really all about.
That's right. And you know, just to say, Doug, it's important to remember that three-quarters of the farms being certified as organic are small farms under 170 acres.
Right.
And I would say the vast majority of certified organic farms are real organic and will qualify for our new standards. It's a very small number of people who I feel are misleading consumers. All we're really trying to do is get transparency back into the label so people can have a sense of what they're buying. I just read that there are six certified organic dairies in Texas, and one of our standards board members from Texas said that the last family dairy farm that's certified organic is gone now. All that's left are these six CAFOs, and they produce more milk than all the certified organic farms in dairies in Wisconsin, 453 farms. So
this is what
we're all up against.
Yeah, it's a joke. If you have traveled in that area, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Southern California, where they have 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 cows on a farm, they're up to their ears in manure. It's a dirty, filthy, smelly, horrible. You come down the road. I'll never forget the first time I drove across the country from west to east on the Interstate 10, driving into El Paso. I don't know if you've ever done that or not, but when you're about 5-6 miles out of town, this horrible stench. Now, I'm a cow guy, and I love the smell of cow manure.
That's right. That's
weird,
right.
Is it? But the stench from that place and the milk, how can anybody think that what's going to come out of there is qualified? It's white crap. And so joke here is that they certify it organic. Give me a break. It's a break.
Right, and unfortunately, it's not a very funny joke. So
no, it isn't.
I think that the organic movement was intended to create a different way of doing things in farming and a way that we all hoped would come to really define American agriculture. And a little bit the opposite is happening. The real organic farming movement is growing, but as we see the amazing success of the organic label in the marketplace, that has attracted sharks. And, you know, so we have large corporations coming in and wrestling with the family farmers to redefine organic. And that's been a fight that we've really been struggling to keep the integrity in the program. And, you know, I think that there was a big vote in Jacksonville last fall of the National Organic Standards Board in which we lost. And they didn't approve hydroponics, but they failed to prohibit it. They failed to clarify the standard. And so we came back from that meeting, and a lot of farmers went and showed up there to testify. It was amazing. There were 60 farmers from all over the country who came in to a rally and to testify. And we realized that we had lost, even though the organic community overwhelmingly supported us. So what do we do? And we finally decided that we probably weren't going to win through the battle for reform. And that's what created the Real Organic Project, in an attempt to educate people about what's going on and in an attempt to create an add-on label to the USDA label that would just clarify, you know, six standards maybe to say that, you know, the cattle actually need real pasture. The chickens need to really be outside on ground that has grass. The vegetables and the berries need to be grown in the soil. These are very simple things to grasp, and they're things that are being lost right now in the National Organic Program as they're applying the standards. Mm-hmm. The original Organic Food Production Act was a good law, and the standards that came out of that were good, but they're just being twisted as we go along by big money. And so we got to stand up and do something.
Yeah, I'm all with it. In a moment, I want to have you explain for the person that is not a farmer why it's important to keep the soil inorganic. This is a movement that I've tried to explain this, and I do in my conventional radio program that I do Monday through Friday. A lot of times we talk about the farm because it's something that's near and dear to me, and people don't understand, they, in terms of fertilizer, what it does for the plant versus what it does for the soil. And I think that there are people say, well, why do I have to know that? Well, if you really care about what you're eating, it starts with where it's grown. And if the stuff in the ground doesn't help support the fiber of the plant, then, you know, you're getting something that's very artificial. And we'll explain what that means in a moment. 42 past the hour. Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer Show.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Cases of serious food poisoning are on the rise, and you are the first line of defense. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. From ice cream to sprouts, ground beef to processed foods, recalls abound. The CDC estimates that each year, roughly 48 million Americans get sick, and 3,000 of us die. Beef, dairy, and certain types of vegetables and fruits are the most common sources of the four major types of deadly bacteria. For instance, researchers found that on any given day, up to 1 in 10 deli swab samples tested positive for virulent forms of Listeria. There is much you can do to protect yourself, from cooking foods thoroughly, checking expiration dates, scrubbing veggies and fruits, and washing your hands with bacterial soap after food prep. And when it comes to cross-contamination, it's no longer just sponges and filthy kitchen towels to watch out for. Cell phones are transporting killer germs to places they should never be.
44 after the hour, American Family Farmer Time with Dave Chapman, the co-founder of the Real Organic Project. Let's get to that part of the nitty-gritty here, Dave. The soil amendments, or what's in the soil, why that's important. Some people think that using nitrogen and a lot of commercial fertilizers is good, and I guess it is, depending on how you define good and what it is that you're trying to do. You can certainly make the grass greener and the crops bigger, but what is in the soil? What is what comes out of the soil is what makes the value of the food. So how do we protect that?
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is this is a complicated conversation, but it's an important one. And
you got 5 minutes to get. You've got 5 minutes.
All right, 5 minutes. I'm going to blast it out here.
Yes.
So the basic ideal of organic farming is to feed the soil, not the plant. And what that means is to feed the life in the soil, all the microbes, all the bacteria, all the fungi. And this is really to embrace the mechanisms by which food has become balanced nutritionally and nutrient dense, and this process of co-evolution between the plants and all the critters in the soil, and the insects and the bugs and the worms, all that's been going on for about 350 million years. It's something that they've grown together. And so the soil is obviously well suited to providing the nutrition for a plant. We know from tests that the USDA has done that the nutritional density of food is steadily decreasing over the last 50 years. Mm-hmm. They've gotten the same results in England that they got in the U.S. So why is that? Well, what has happened?
In one word, Monsanto. That's why it is.
Monsanto is a bad word. Even they know it. That's why they're going to change it and get a new name for it.
Right.
The problem with
relying primarily on chemical fertilizers to supply fertility is you get big yields, but you get a lot of unintended consequences. And I believe that insect pressure goes up. I believe that disease pressure goes up. So in order
to... But that gives them the ability to make something new that they can sell to you that will deal with that quote-unquote problem. It's like the Roundup. You know, Roundup kills weeds, but it doesn't kill the seeds for the weeds. So you kill the weed, right. The seeds are back in the soil, three times as many weeds grow up, so you need three times as much Roundup to kill the weeds that are visible, so we can have three times more with the seeds to go back into the ground. It's like a ridiculous scenario. Anyway, I'm on it too.
It is. And then they get to sell you the drugs when you get sick. So,
yeah,
you know,
right.
This
yeah.
Win-win for these big companies. But, yeah. You know, a really basic, simple response to all that is that if we can build up what one person has called the soil carbon sponge. If we can increase the amount of organic matter that is in the soil, it actually resolves most of the problems. And I think that includes human health problems. I even think that includes climate health problems. So this kind of agriculture in which we're all livestock farmers and our livestock are all the microbial life in the soil, and, of course, we got to feed them, and what we feed them is what they live off of, which is organic matter. And if we have an agriculture designed to do that, we're going to get healthier animals, we're going to get healthier people, and I believe that we will also get a healthier climate. So it is a win-win for everyone except Monsanto.
Yeah,
and
well,
it's
yeah.
What we should all be moving towards as best we can, you know, in a complicated world.
You know, it's very interesting to look at the boards of directors of companies like Monsanto, and then look at the board of directors of companies like Pfizer, and see how they're the same same names in both of those places.
Yeah.
And we laugh about it, and be like, oh, no, that can't be. Yeah, yes, it is. And so, you know, what? It's so obvious, it's so easy to see that people look beyond it. And that's including many of our farming brethren who are interested in selling a lot of grain and make a lot of money. That's cool. But you can do it without these people. I mean, you think the rest of the world is stupid that they say you can't use this stuff over here? And so, you know, it really is. And I get off on this, too. It makes me crazy. So I don't want to keep going down this road. What I would really like to do is have you underscore in the last 60 seconds difference between the USDA organic label and the real organic product label. You're going to issue labels now that will prove that the product really is organic, right?
Yeah, we're going to try and clarify that for people who care, and some people don't care, but for the many people, I think there are millions of people who do care. We're going to try and create a label that you can say, yes, this was not produced on a CAFO. These eggs came from chickens that were outside. You know, this milk came from cows that were on pasture. These vegetables came from plants, and fruits came from plants that were grown in the soil. And it's very simple, and that's we're just looking for transparency here.
Yep, I think it's an excellent project, realorganicproject.org, Long Wind Farm, which is where Dave hangs his hat, another place that grows delicious organic tomatoes and greenhouses in the banks of the Connecticut River. What a great area that is. And thank you for being here, Dave. Appreciate your input. Up next, focus on equine, 10 before the hour.
In uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road.
Joining us now, Dr. Amanda House, who is at the University of Florida College of Veterinary Medicine in Gainesville, and Dr. Craig Barnett, who is Director of Equine Veterinary Professional Services in Kansas at the Merck Animal Health Clinic there. This is a focus on West Nile virus. Spring is an important time of year. Disease transmission occurs. I know a lot of people, doctors, that have been in Florida with their horses for the winter, and this, in fact, is the week that they transport the horses. Hundreds, if not thousands of them, come out of Florida, central Florida, southern Florida, to go back to the northern climes. And so this looks like something that people should be aware of. When did this start, and how did it start? I suppose we can start with you, Dr. House, please.
Thank you for having us, and good morning. So some equine infectious diseases are significant enough to justify vaccination, especially in the spring, for every single horse. And the American Association of Equine Practitioners refers to these vaccines as the core equine vaccines for horses. And so the core equine vaccines are for West Nile virus, as you said, for rabies, tetanus, and for Eastern and Western equine encephalomyelitis. The clinical signs and symptoms of these diseases vary a little bit depending upon the disease, but for the most part, they cause neurological symptoms in the horse, which can be extremely devastating.
Dr. Barnett, we used to hear a lot about West Nile, but I don't think we've talked much about it the last couple of years, but apparently it still is a threat. Is it just a threat for equine or for humans as well, both?
Well, I think it's always a threat for both, but we see a lot of West Nile virus in horses across the country, and primarily because of lack in vigilance and vaccinations against West Nile virus, because the vaccines are highly effective, so we really encourage horse owners to vaccinate against West Nile virus. The Equine Disease Communication Center reports on these type of diseases frequently, and when they report on positive cases of West Nile virus in horses, it's generally almost always in horses that have not been vaccinated against West Nile virus.
Mm-hmm. What normally, just to inform people that are not friendly or familiar with horses, do they get the same sort of shots? I'm a dairy guy. I've had a dairy farm. I've been around cows all my life, so I know what shots they get, and I've had friends who have had horses. Is this something, as we talk about there's a lot of concern about how much vaccination being done to humans, is there the same concern with animals?
That's a great question, and Dr. House mentioned the core vaccines that we recommend for all horses. Then we have what we call risk-based vaccines, and these are vaccines that are only administered to horses where there is significant risk of exposure to that particular disease.
Mm-hmm.
Equine influenza virus and equine herpes virus are the two most common risk-based vaccines that we administer to horses, and we recommend that horse owners consult with their veterinarian regarding the use of risk-based vaccines.
Dr. House, these diseases, are they likely, because of West Nile having been sort of a southern thing, the horses that are being transported, as I described, out of Florida, for example, and coming north, is it more likely they would be likely to get this, or is it horses west and east, horses everywhere?
Horses everywhere can actually get the diseases that we talked about that are important for the core vaccinations, like West Nile virus and Eastern equine encephalomyelitis. But a couple of those diseases, because they are transmitted by mosquitoes, are definitely more prevalent in regions of the country that have particularly long or intense mosquito seasons. And so the southeastern U.S., we definitely need to be very vigilant about our vaccines for Eastern equine encephalomyelitis and West Nile virus, but the whole country sees mosquitoes, so all the horses are at risk.
Yeah, different times of year. But this is the sort of thing, a horse, if it gets sick, could take a couple of weeks, be expensive, or could die. Expensive to take care of them, or the horses could die if it's bad enough, right?
They sure can, and so it's going to be important, in addition to vaccination, to consider doing good biosecurity management practices for your horses when they're both at home on the farm as well as away traveling. And some additional information about biosecurity can be found at equinediseasecc.org, but would include things like good hand washing techniques and taking your horse's temperature.
All right, Dr. House, Dr. Barnett, thank you for being here.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.